Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, January 22nd at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 5:30. I'm Brent Helen. Expect some showers to linger through the day today. Currently, we are sitting at 55 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Students returning to campus at Sonoma State University may or may not have class today, as nearly 100% of the SSU faculty has joined a five-day strike calling for higher pay. Officials for Sonoma State say they are not canceling any classes. That falls on individual instructors to decide, which makes it a little confusing for students. The campus will be open, and students will have access to all usual services like libraries, cafeterias, student unions, advising, and gyms. This morning, there were only two candidates left running for the GOP nomination for president.
It's clear to me that a majority of Republican primary voters want to give Donald Trump another chance.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspended his presidential campaign Sunday just before the New Hampshire primary and endorsed Donald Trump. DeSantis struggled to find his footing in the primary. He lost the Iowa caucuses, which he had vowed to win, by 30 percentage points to Trump. His political future is a little bit in question. The 45-year-old is now term limited as Florida governor. An investigation that started back in December by Santa Rosa Police, their narcotics team, led to the arrest of 64-year-old Windsor resident Ronald Lamb. His vehicle was spotted on Sunday on Baker Avenue. After a search, police found 4 pounds of methamphetamine inside his vehicle. A subsequent search of his home yielded another 2 ounces of meth and packaging material. The race to fill the seat being vacated by California Assemblymember Jim Wood is heating up, and the field is getting crowded. 7 people so far have filed papers to run. Democrats running include Santa Rosa Councilman Chris Rogers, Yurok Tribal Vice Chairman Frankie Myers, Healdsburg Councilwoman Ariel Kelly, and Rusty Hicks, Chairman of the California Democratic Party, as well as Mendocino County Supervisor Ted Williams and Cynthia Click. On the Republican side, just one candidate so far, Michael Greer, a Del Norte a school board trustee. One of the sons of Rick Harrison of the History Channel reality show Pawn Stars has died. Adam Harrison died of a suspected drug overdose in Las Vegas on Friday at the age of 39. Adam was not featured on the Pawn Stars show. In-N-Out Burger is taking the very rare step of closing one of its locations, and it's the only location in Oakland. The restaurant on Oakport Street is a popular stop on the way to the Oakland airport, but it's also popular with thieves. Too many smash-and-grab robberies and customer confrontations led to its closure, or going to close, for the safety of its employees and its guests. It will close for good on March 24th. Our KZSD News Time is now 5:33.
Bedrosian's Tile and Stone. Bedrosian's designer showroom in Santa Rosa contains the most diverse collection of tile in the North Bay and the most beautiful natural stone slabs you'll find anywhere in the USA. Bedrosian's invites you to come in, wander around, to dream, to imagine, to think about what you really want, to visualize your home in new ways. With literally thousands of surface choices, you may appreciate a consultation with one of Bedrosian's certified showroom specialists. They can help you with trends and design tips. What a difference an elegant new kitchen or bath can make. As one of the largest independent tile and stone importers in the United States, Bedrosian's offers great value and selection. For designer looks at affordable prices, shop Bedrosian's Tile and Stone, 700 Stony Point Road, or online at Bedrosian's.com. Bedrosian's.com.
The Y is celebrating 70 years this month, so all month long, the join fee will be just $19.54. Since 1954, the Sonoma County Family YMCA has nurtured the potential of youth and teens, improved the community's health and well-being, and provided opportunities to give back and support neighbors. The Y believes everyone, regardless of age, income, or background, should have the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive. Join today online at scfymca.org.
With Indeed, their all-in-one platform makes it easy to interview, screen, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com for more. In sports, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills 27-24 when Buffalo kicker Tyler Bass missed a game-tying 44-yard field goal with under 2 minutes remaining. They will now face the Baltimore Ravens next weekend, and the Detroit Lions continue their hot streak, beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 31-23 to move on to next weekend's game against the 49ers. And your forecast, scattered showers for today with highs around 60. Santa Rosa at 61. We could get another quarter inch of rain. Might be some heavy downpours from time to time, but a lot of dry periods as well. Today, just a chance of a shower. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, patchy fog early, then mostly cloudy with low 60s. Another round of rain on Wednesday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. The way Lionel Richie remembers it, he was trying to do the impossible by recording the song We Are the World in one night. With lots of huge celebrities involved, it was getting a little out of hand until Ray Charles walked in and neutralized the room, as he said. Richie says there were not a lot of egos because they got the right people involved and everyone realized they were trying to save lives. He is one of the producers of a new documentary about the making of We Are the World. The documentary, The Greatest Night in Pop, will premiere on Netflix next Monday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
This is the Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST.
wanna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And as I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul.
Monday here at KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. It is 5:44, 55 degrees right now in Santa Rosa. Rainy and pretty warm this morning as the storm continues in and around Sonoma County. A very wet weekend. More of the wet stuff today. Rain total since Friday between 1 and 3 inches around the North Bay. Another big storm expected Wednesday. It's been a wet new year so far.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
feeling sure is the only way to make friendships grow. But I'm too afraid now.
Smith.
This is American Authors.
Hey, what's up? It's Katy Perry.
Hey, I'm John Legend.
Variety. It's why you can listen longer.
KCST.
100.1 KZST on your Monday. Really? It's Monday already? It is January 22nd, 552, 55 degrees in Santa Rosa. Good morning.
In Sonoma County, community matters, and the spirit of neighborly care and compassion is embraced at 707 Plumbers. Here's Matt Duncan, the owner.
Beyond fixing leaks and unclogging drains, we understand that behind every plumbing issue is a family's comfort and peace of mind. That's why we approach every job with expertise and genuine empathy. We're here to lend a helping hand to our neighbors in need. We listen, we understand, and we work diligently to restore harmony to your home. Building relationships matters to us. Your satisfaction and tranquility are at the core of what we do. Because in this close-knit community, your home is our shared priority. When plumbing troubles arise, reach out to 707 Plumbers at 707-292-2262. Let us demonstrate how care and compassion can transform your plumbing experience.
707 Plumbers, your neighbors, your friends, committed to bringing comfort and peace back to your home. Online at 707plumbersinc.com.
Redwood Credit Union brings you another KZST Hometown Hero. Born and raised in Sonoma County, the word hero for Karen Alves was defined by duty and sacrifice. Karen's uncle, killed on Okinawa in June 1945, was the ultimate example. Inspired by her uncle's sacrifice, Karen has worked tirelessly for many years to improve life in her hometown of Windsor. She was the founder and creator of the Charlie Brown Christmas Tree Grove, now grown to over 200 trees, and a People for Parks holiday tradition. She coordinated the construction of the Town Green Military Memorial Wall, a 20-year labor of love just completed in November 2023. Karen knows we can do great things when we work together with community members, leaders, businesses, and nonprofits. We now add Karen Alves to the ever-growing list of hometown heroes. If you would like to nominate our next hometown hero, go to KZST.com. And when you see the words Redwood Credit Union for all that you love, let us know who your hero is.
100.1 KZST.
I keep my hands on myself. Pick up dust and mold, put them back up on the shelf. Kiss my little baby girl, is it me? Am I coming out of left field? Six, yeah.
is 5:57, 55 degrees at KZST. Well, our wet weekend is over, but not the rain. Drizzly this morning around wine country. Another rainy week on tap. But on the bright side, how about those Niners? What a game. Talk about a nail biter. Even I thought it was thrilling. 49ers beat the Packers in their playoff game 24-21. Way to go, boys.
Lucky you were born that far away, so we could both make fun of distance. Lucky that I love a foreign land for the lucky fact of your existence. Baby, I will climb the Andy solely to count the freckles on your body. Never could imagine there were only 10 many ways to love somebody.
Morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, January 22nd at KZST in Santa Rosa.